Welcome to Movie Banter.
I'm John Sands.
I'm Paul Carenzo.
Jenny.
Special. Oh, that wasn't because I wasn't saying Jenny's special.
Oh,
this is a special.
This is a special.
But that was meant to be kind of like a jingle when they go special.
Oh,
special. Because we haven't got music or anything.
No, yep, better. No. But yeah, this is just a special thing.
Movie Banter Classic Year.
Ooh,
year.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I was really hoping Paul's backing away from the microphone to save on effects. And I was hoping he was going to trip over a box, but he didn't.
Clang.
Pa. Visual gags on a podcast. It just doesn't work.
So should we put the... We'll start the random generator to tell us what year we're going to talk about on this random year.
Fair
classic
enough.
Year thing. 2001. There we go.
Well, that was quite good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there you
that,
go.
Was, that really wasn't.
I feel like I'm 12 again. Playing with a Casio cassette player. There
Aaron,
you
were, when you were 12, what were you talking about 2001?
Oh, it was the future then. Oh. The future's bright.
Yeah, we're not that old. But yes, anyway, yeah, we're just going to talk about 2001.
It's kind of like a mini banter, maxi banter, whatever it is.
Something. Or maybe we may segment it. This may last 4 hours or 2 minutes.
Exactly. So,
but we will see. But we thought 2001 would be a good year. It was 10 years ago. So, you know, it's a decade. A decade has gone by. And many things have changed since then. And also, looking back at 2001, there were quite a few franchises and sort of classics or other, they were good examples of films.
Things got going, didn't they?
Various franchises. Look at, for example, just reeling them off. Yeah. We've got Fast and the Furious, is now a franchise.
Indeed.
At the time, it was just a random action film. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Three classics.
The first one,
The first Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
And of course, this year, that ends. So that's nicely as well.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11, 2001.
Donnie Darko.
And
of course, S. Darko.
Oh, the famous...
Big franchise.
The big, huge, popular sequel, which did so well.
Do all the letters. T. Darko.
To Darko.
To Darko.
Yorkshire.
The Yorkshire Donnie Darko, Yorkshire. Isn't it? Well, everything's sticking out of your chest. Oh, it's the future.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Oh, dear, just amusing us. But yes, so going random order. Well, Fast and Furious, I think, might as well. It's top of the IMDb, which I'm not sure why. I don't know what system they... Oh, I think... we're using the IMDb as a reference point. And I think they order them by popularity. And at the moment, Fast and Furious is quite popular.
People are checking it out, aren't they, for the reasons.
So this at the time, it was just sort of a low budget... Well, not even low budget, but Vin Diesel wasn't all that famous. Paul Walker, no one had ever heard of. And, well, still haven't. And it was just a lowly car chase film. But I think it's still borne up quite well 10 years later.
It's a different franchise.
Well, yes. But no, it's done well. I think it's lasted five, and the five is one of the most popular films out at the moment.
Yeah.
So, I think that has stood the test of time.
Lord of the Rings, certainly, for me, it's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, trilogy, franchisey thing of all time.
Remarkably consistent. Yeah. I think filming them all back to back, all simultaneously, was a good decision.
Yeah, it certainly meant you kind of know where you stand with it, and you think, brilliant, it's got an end in sight. It's not there making it more and to, you know, for the money.
Yes,
because Tolkien did that years ago.
Yeah, I think they were making it for the money. They weren't making it for the sheer love of it.
They didn't just do three, and then, they kind of have with The Hobbit, I suppose, but they didn't do three, and then think, right, now we need to do. The Lord of the Rings 4.
Yeah, let's just make up a sequel and just throw it out there. Yeah,
the Return of the Fellowship of the Ring of the King. Yes. Ring-a-ding-ding-dong.
Yes. And I think they've borne up well as well. And I think, I'm sure I read somewhere, they're talking about re-releasing into cinemas the extended editions.
Oh, really?
Which would be, that would be quite... Because I've never seen the extended editions in cinemas.
In 3D?
So the Ultra, hopefully not. I don't think that probably wouldn't be worth the expense. This is also the first Harry Potter film.
Yes.
Which wasn't great. They actually...
It got better, didn't it?
Yeah, I was talking to someone recently about these and saying they have definitely improved in quality. Maybe not. There may be a few wobbles along the way. But I think the first two are certainly the weakest. And in partly sort of found their feet, partly they're sort of more confident with it. Also bringing in different directors.
Yeah, Chris Columbus did the first.
Yeah,
he was all right,
but
kids' film, really.
Yeah. And also, I think as the kids got older and the material gets a bit darker, you can do more with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did the first couple and then saw, by that point, as you said, Lord of the Rings, same year and all that, and they go, oh, there's a big demand for this sort of more grown-up adult kind of. You don't have to do a fantasy film and make it all for the kids.
Yes.
You can also
grown-up
as well.
Adults want to as well, so you can darken it.
Particularly because the readership of Harry Potter was always... I saw as many adults reading it on tube trains as kids. You know.
Yeah, and so you can't... And whereas sort of an adult reading it might bring more things to it than a child would, with a film, it's sort of all on screens. You need to deepen it somewhat.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But I think it's done well. And I've just seen the trailer for the second part of Harry Potter 7, which does look really quite epic. And I think it'll solve the problem the first part had, which was that it was a little... Not, I did enjoy it, but it was slightly slow. Because it's a lot of building up to the ending. Yeah. And the ending seems like it's all ending. It's just a constant onslaught of battles and fighting and death, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Where it's meant to be. So then you got your Darkos, obviously, as we've been talking about.
Yeah, Donnie Darko. See, I don't think I've seen...
Didn't really follow up that well, did they?
No, I don't think I've seen it since... I saw it in the cinema and loved it, but haven't really seen it since. I think it's one that stayed with me, but I haven't really wanted to revisit.
Probably for the best, didn't
it? Well, yes.
And we now welcome.
We're now joined.
Stage right is Jennifer.
Hey! I'm back.
Welcome.
Hello.
Back from the grave.
And I've got tea.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. In tribute to this 2001 special.
Yes.
A tea odyssey.
Tea odyssey. Lovely.
Tea odyssey.
Oh, what about? Yes. What we're doing?
We're just commenting on Donnie Darko.
Right.
But now. Might as well just move on to Emily. We're just ripping through.
Because you're obviously as a female, you'd probably prefer. Emily.
Yes, than a giant scary rabbit.
And it's French.
Now, if I... What's that got to do with it?
Cultured, isn't
Paul
it?
Paul said that with a slightly leery look on his face as well.
And it's French. You like the French.
You like the French, don't you? Anyway, say candy. Say no more.
Yes. But, Emily, I recall you being a fan of.
I was. I am.
You were? But you went off it.
Yes.
You heard the awful truth.
No, I do like it, and I probably do like it more than Donnie Darko, so what does that say about me?
I think it means that you're a girl.
Okay. Well,
no, I
prefer Emily to Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I do. No, I do. I think most people do.
I'm in touch with my French side.
Yes. Oh, dear. Not on Apple, please.
Well, sorry, my French side, just my entire left hand side of my body is just like I carry a baguette. I have onions hanging down that side.
And... like a very bizarre version of Two-Face in the Batman comic. The left hand side is just black and white striped.
It's entirely French.
With a thin moustache just on one side.
Yeah, exactly. Just cycling a bicycle.
Yeah. A unicycle, possibly.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Meanwhile, the right hand side is just a bowler hat and an umbrella.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Every now and again, you have a bit of a fight.
Exactly. Every 100 years or so.
Yeah. And for the moment, you have a grudging respect for each other because you know you need to get along.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you don't know about the long term history between the English and the French, then that will have made no sense whatsoever.
Now you do.
Exactly.
You do,
yeah.
It's a fair summary, I think. Anyway, so Emily, yes, it's good. It's in French, but don't let that put you off. Spirited Away, you've got... Yeah, no, I've never seen this.
I have.
I saw it.
I liked it.
Or is this known in the original Japanese?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to feel like running for it?
Yeah. Now, is this the same animator who did Princess Mononoke?
Yes.
Yes,
because someone else raved about that at the weekend I was talking to. Yes, very big fan. But I happen to have never seen any of them, which is my great loss.
To be fair, I haven't seen them for quite a while, so... I probably would like a refresher on it. Would like to see it again. So that's thank you guys for reminding me.
You may now do that. Beautiful Mind. I haven't seen since then, but again, a good film.
Yeah,
Paul Bettany.
Yes,
put him on the map.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely worth watching. Did it win an Oscar?
Yeah, I can tell you. Big tome of things that won things in years.
Big tomb? Do you mean big tome?
Big tome. What did I say?
You said big tomb.
I always say that.
Carrying a grave around with him.
Well, in the year 2001, it was won Best Picture with Gladiator, but we...
Yeah, but these are the Oscars.
All right, give me a minute. Hang on, I'll go to the next page.
All skipping through.
Beautiful Mind. Yeah,
it was. That's a big poster.
Won Best Picture and Best Director as well. Yeah. And Best Supporting Actress for Jennifer Connelly.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Who won Best Actor that year?
Best Actor that year was won by Denzel Washington for Training Day.
Oh, yes.
And then your Best Actress is Monsters Ball, Halle Berry, and Best Supporting Actor is Jim Broadbent. Iris.
Iris.
So you never saw Iris?
I did. Very good. Yes. Not exactly a barrel of laughs.
Right. Fair enough.
Not that you'd expect it to be. What was that? Is that a squirrel?
We get a pigeons run across the roof.
All right,
yeah, little tap dance for us. Hey,
well, yes. So now we're getting into slightly, well, not obscure films, but film The Blow, which Jen, I'm guessing you're a fan of because it's got Johnny Depp in it.
Yes,
and does have one of the greatest uses of "We're going to need a bigger boat" that I've ever seen on film, second to Jaws, which is when he's just surrounded by money, with just running it overflowing from cupboards and everything, and I had no idea what to do with it, and did get a laugh from me. See, now the more mainstream, Ocean's 11 was another beginning franchise, which bore out well. I'm surprised they haven't done
bore
a 14,
out.
Actually.
Bore out?
No,
wrong
bore
year.
Out well. Oh, right. Yeah. But I think Ocean's 11 is still the best.
Oh, yeah.
By a reasonable margin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it hasn't really been, nothing this sort of ensemble-y has been done since, apart from 12 and 13.
I'm trying to think.
This sort of ensemble, yeah. Well, you're Fast and you're Five and Fury Eyes.
No, but then not in terms of a relatively famous cast.
Expendables?
Fair, yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I suppose. The Avengers will top it, probably.
Red?
Les Avengers.
Oh, Red, I suppose.
My left side talking.
Be quiet.
So gauche. It was also, I've got a bit in my tomb tome here.
Tome.
My tome.
Book. Just call it a book.
My big book of things. Horribly reminded of Helena Bonham Carter with her big monkey face.
Oh, yes.
From the Planet of the Apes. The flawed reboot make.
Yeah.
Well, it's the way to catch a husband, isn't it?
But it worked.
Well,
it?
True. What, dresses up as a monkey.
Were they together before that or not?
No, they were not.
During this.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He looked at her and... Oh, that's it. That's that'll do
he
it
He may
me.
Possibly have seen her out of makeup.
And then ever since then...
She was just constantly monkey makeup for a year.
Ever since then, he's been trying to put her into... style her as he'd like her. Like, more recently, he was going, can you dress up as the Queen Mother for me?
Just, that really does it for me.
That'll do it.
The Queen Mother dressed as a monkey. That's my ultimate sexual fantasy.
New from Tim Burton, Chimp's Royal Tea Party. In 3D.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. It's like a PG advert.
It wouldn't be PG. 18 all the way. Yeah, actually, they are doing. Sorry, this is now not into 2001, but into 2011, which is the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I think is coming out soon. I think it's this year.
To be fair, I didn't see the Planet of the Apes, so I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I didn't mind the Planet of the Apes, but it was flawed and wasn't brilliant. Tim Burton said he's not. I think he said it's the most studio interference he's ever had on a film, and it's very non-Burton-y. At all, it's not really his sort of. He's kind of a director for hire, I think, pretty much.
Oh, I see.
And I don't know. Yeah, I'm not quite sure why he did it or why they would have wanted him because
Ka-ching!
It's not. Well, probably, but no. But, I mean, he doesn't. He could have done something else for the money. But yeah, there is a sequel or no, a prequel coming out. I don't know if it's a prequel or a reboot or if it fits in with the chronology. But it's more set. It's set in modern day, and it's someone developing hyper-intelligent apes, and then the problems that causes.
Oh, I see.
And hilarity ensues. But the trailer does look pretty good, with very, very creepily realistic-looking CGI apes. As opposed to people in rubber masks, as it was in 2001. So, yes.
Well, I mean, the technology existed in 2001, didn't it?
Maybe
not brilliantly, but...
Well, actually, to be honest, I mean, actually, not quite, because Lord of the Rings didn't have a CGI Gollum, because he was in Two Towers. And that was very good for the time. But I think for the scale of things, there were people in rubber masks was just easier.
Just
and they looked pretty good.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think in Planet of the Apes, they look fine. People in...
Like I say, I haven't
Tim
seen
Tim Burton
it.
Thought they looked fine.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
Not alone. Shrek. Shrek was 2001 as well.
Yeah.
Blimey.
You got your Shreks, you got your Black Hawk Downs, your Monsters, Inks. You know, it's sport for choice in 2001. What an epic year.
It is actually got a good year.
Yes. And also Pearl Harbor.
What an awful year
for film. Terrible year.
that replaces the rest of it.
Well, yes. Well, mind you, things Pearl Harbor, it's the Michael Bay problem. Or it was too long. The action side was brilliant. The love story made me want to tear my eyes out.
I haven't seen it.
Fair enough.
Remember, there's no you in Pearl Harbor.
Yes. Well, depending on, not the American spelling, anyway. AI 2001 as well, which was...
We're skipping part one.
So, sorry, I'm just jumping to ones that interest
Moulin
me.
Moulin Rouge.
Hey.
Yes.
My gift is my film.
Your gift is your what?
Film.
My film.
Film.
My film. Film. I didn't want to do the whole song, so I thought I'd just stop.
Skip to the end.
Skip to the end.
Brilliant. Yay, Moulin Rouge. Brilliant.
Yeah,
everyone knows it's brilliant.
What's Baz Luhrmann done?
Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's doing soon a new film, which is the remake of the stage adaptation of the film that was...
Paul's flailing around like a lunatic.
I think it's The Great Gatsby.
Right.
Right.
Is it? I'm
gonna find
I don't
it.
Know.
But that was an awesome film.
No, that's very true. Yes. Even aside from your love of Ewan McGregor.
And Shiny Things and, generally...
Yes. No, again, it was someone who had a clear... Actually, well, this is a point I made a while back about Sucker Punch, which, well, it's the... Or similar to me. I have a lot of respect for people who have a clear vision and think, right, I want my film to look like this, and they make it.
A strong design concept, and he sticks to it, and it's a signature piece.
And even if the end, I mean, in Sucker Punch, the end result isn't to everyone's taste, and he may have fallen short of his goal. Moulin Rouge, they hit it far closely. But I like seeing it on film anyway.
Yeah.
Just the clear image that someone has wanted to make this film.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and audiences might not like it, but they wanted to make this film and they have made it. And I think I like that a lot. It works well.
Yes, it was The Great Gatsby, by the way.
Oh, right.
With what's the girl called?
You just looked
also,
at
it's
it.
It's a very small girl.
With the name.
Very mini girl.
The one who's in the films.
No,
that woman in the film
with the face,
the little
the one without the face,
the name, the woman with the name. Come on, how are you not getting this? Kerry Mulligan, that's her.
Of course.
God, how could
if he'd said the one with the hair, then I would have got it.
I like Moulin Rouge, that's what I was going to say.
Yes, good. AI. See, AI is actually the counterpoint. Sorry, choking on something. Of saying, a director with a clear vision. Mm-hmm. AI was sort of two directors with unclear visions, and the end result was was Steven Spielberg and Stanley Kubrick.
Mm. Oh, right.
Because Stanley Kubrick died halfway through, rather selfishly, I think.
What a kid.
I know. And so Steven Spielberg sort of carried on. And I think he probably continued the work that was already there, but it wasn't.
I recently got AI. Been forgotten. I got AI, put it in my DVD, you created David.
Well done.
True story.
I think that's a joke from 2001, isn't it? I think that's one of your first bits of stand-up.
That never really worked.
Thought
he'd
give it a go.
That was funny. Anyway. Yes. A Knight's Tale was Heath Ledger when he was... You see, I actually quite like A Knight's Tale, but I know various people who absolutely hate it.
I don't absolutely hate it. I wouldn't say I rave madly about it. It's an interesting take.
Yeah, it's certainly not. No one should ever sit someone down and say, you've got to watch this, it's the best thing ever. But it's complete.
It's
enjoyable
romp.
Nonsense.
We like a good romp. That's what it is.
But the utter hatred it inspires, at least one or two people I know.
It's not that bad.
I know, it doesn't warrant that level of despising.
Should we leave it there then?
The main gist of
what 2001 was all about.
Yeah,
really.
Just meant to cover the basics.
Yeah,
but email us if you've got thoughts on 2001 or a year that you want us to wish around, has more potential.
The random classic year generator in the future, and we'll see what year it spits out then.
Yeah. Oh, that's not the noise it makes, Jen. You didn't hear it. You don't know how it works.
What noise does it make?
I can't remember. I don't think it was that
2001. Something like that.
That was awesome.
But emails it with another year, and then we'll try and configure the random movie generator to come in.
That was
awful.
That was really bad.
Open the tome.
I'll open the tome again so we can close with more
maybe
satisfying.
Away from the t-shirt.
Well done. Are you leaving the tomb open? Zombies will come out. Fair enough. So I think that's the lot.
Yeah, good.
2001.
So, podcast at movebanter.co.uk.
Yeah, or Twitter or Facebook. Just search Movebanter. We're all here.
Good.
And yes, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.